Just find a spot where you feel comfortable, relaxed. You can listen to this recording either sitting or lying down. It's entirely up to you how you choose to go into trance. Hypnosis is not sleep, but it is a deeply relaxing state, a state in which positive change can occur. Everything I say will be intended for your own good. If I should say something you don't like, you can just simply ignore it. You can just ignore it and allow yourself to relax even more deeply. And some part of you will be aware of everything I say at all times, whilst another part of you can just drift away. Because your conscious mind needn't mind as your unconscious mind begins to take control. Allow you to begin to heal. So just settling back now, you can allow your eyes to close if you haven't closed them already. Take a deep breath in. As you breathe out, just feel yourself letting go of any tension, any worries and any concerns, just allowing yourself to just relax just a little bit more. And in a moment, I'm going to count to three. And when I reach the number three, we can take a deep breath in together. When you breathe out, you can just allow yourself to really begin to let go. Just let go and relax. Counting now. One, two, three. And breathing in. And then just letting it go. Now I'd like you to allow yourself to turn your attention to your body and just tense your arms and your legs and then just let them relax. Just allow them to completely let go. Maybe doing that once more, just tensing all your muscles in your entire body. Tensing your hands and even your feet, just really tensing it now, and then just letting go, and relaxing you. Really allowing that relaxation to flow in. As that relaxation begins to flow in, you become aware of your breath, breathing all the way down deeply into your stomach. Just notice how the stomach rises, falls, just breathing in, breathing out, breathing in relaxation. Breathing out any stresses, strains. I wonder if you can notice any difference between those breaths. Maybe the in breath feels a little bit cooler than the out breath. Maybe you can notice the air flowing all the way down into your stomach, coming all the way back out of your throat, just following that air as it enters your body. Your stomach rises, falls. As you continue to breathe deeply in and out. Wonder if you've heard the saying that time heals all things. That suggests to you that it's not time that heals all things, but your subconscious mind. Maybe you've had experiences in the past when you've cut yourself. Maybe as a child when you were playing and you fell over and grazed your knee. Maybe your mum or your dad put a plaster on that graze. Your subconscious mind went to work healing that wound. Maybe more recently you've been chopping vegetables, something in the kitchen, and you've cut yourself. You know that your powerful subconscious mind is always working in the background to heal those wounds. As those wounds are healed, they can actually grow back stronger. A broken bone grows back stronger. A cut grows back stronger. As you consider that, you can allow your attention to drift once again to that breath. I wonder if you can imagine that air flowing into your lungs, over into your heart, and down into your stomach. Get a sense of that happening now. You breathe in, out. Imagine that air flowing through your heart, healing, soothing. Your subconscious mind works to soothe any wounds, issues. Just breathing in, breathing out deeply. Maybe you can get a sense of what it would feel like if that soothing, healing air was flow through your heart, allowing that to happen. Breathing deeply, feeling yourself becoming more and more relaxed, more and more at ease. Now I wonder if you can imagine yourself top of some stairs, and these stairs lead to a place of relaxation, a special, relaxing God. In that garden there, beautiful trees, wonderful birds singing in the trees, a pool, a healing, soothing, relaxing pool. In a moment, I'm going to count from 10 down to 1. When I reach to number 1, you can find yourself having gone down those stairs in that garden. You can take a moment to explore that garden. See what you can find there. As I begin counting, 10, taking those first steps, 9, and there's a handrail and you can safely and securely go down those steps, becoming more and more relaxed with every step you take. 8, going deeper and deeper. 7 and 6, maybe you can feel yourself beginning to just drift away now. 5, 4, relax. 3, 2. And 1. After 1 comes 0, and I wonder if you can imagine yourself just drifting through the middle of that scene, finding yourself in that wonderful garden, that beautiful place. Maybe you can smell those flowers. Maybe you can smell them. Smells of jasmine, roses, lingering in the air, honeysuckle. Maybe you can hear the birds in the tree, becoming more and more relaxed, more and more at ease. In that garden, as you explore, you can find a wonderful pool. This pool seems inviting. The water looks warm, soothing. I wonder if you can imagine yourself slowly getting into that pool now. Feel relaxation flowing up your body. Become more and more relaxed, more and more at ease. Feeling that soothing, relaxing water, allowing it to heal. Allowing yourself to drift. As you allow yourself to drift and dream, maybe you can feel yourself letting go of any old attachments, any old issues. Maybe keeping the good times, letting go of the bad. Keeping any good feelings. Letting go of any bad memory. Letting go of any bad fear. Maybe things will come to mind. Maybe there's things you should have said or done. Maybe there's things you shouldn't have said, shouldn't have done. I wonder if you can imagine that healing, soothing water, just absorbing anything you don't, just washing it away, taking it away. Maybe you can allow your powerful subconscious mind help you consider what you'd like in a new partner. What are the traits you really want in your ideal man? What does he or she look like? Maybe you can take a moment to picture that. To consider what you really want from a relationship. Visualize. Picture, see, and imagine. That ideal relationship looks like to you. You just continue to breathe deeply. As you breathe out, you can let go of anything from the past. Allow it to just wash away. Like ripples in that pool. And if a leaf was float down from a tree, land in that pool, then just drift along slightly, blown gently by the wind. That leaf would leave a wake. It's not driven by the wake. It's not controlled by those ripples that it leaves behind. And those ripples can actually change as a leaf changes direction. So you can change. You can change your past as you build a better future. And over the coming days, weeks, you can allow your powerful subconscious minds to continue healing you deeply. Show you ways to build that better future. Show you ways to find your perfect relationship. I wonder what you'll notice changes have begun to take effect. wonder if you can be curious as to what you'll notice when you notice that those changes have begun to take effect. When you're ready, allow those eyes to open. Come back to the present, noticing how good you feel, ready to continue your day. Maybe you'd like to stretch and